Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of this show, Eric Metaxas, is a demanding taskmaster.
For example, he insists on my announcing this show at all hours of the day and night. In other words, whenever you listen to it, I must announce it. That's the rule. So please,
please, try and listen to this show at a reasonable time.
My wife and kids never get a good night's sleep, and it's destroying our family. And no pressure.
Man, he's a complainer. Albin, he's such a complainer.
Well, yeah, where'd you find this guy?
You know what? I didn't. He found me.
Oh.
Yeah, evidently I owed him a lot of money and he tracked me down.
Well, there you go. How do you think I got this job, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, when are you going to pay?
You know, it's just not going to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the story. This is hour two of today's show. And you know what that means, logically speaking?
There was hour one?
If there was an hour one.
Yes.
We don't know what happened to it. But if you can find it, you need to listen to it. Because I talk about stuff there that I would never bring up in hour two. Never. Okay. In this hour, we're talking about gay conversion therapy.
Okay.
Okay. My friend Nancy Piercy, I used to work with her years ago. She's written a book which is called – why can't I remember this? It's – Something Thy Body.
You know, that's our love Thy Body.
Love Thy Body. We're talking about gay conversion therapy, and in a minute I want to talk about the Gay Pride March here in New York City yesterday. But before I mention that, I also want to talk about how I disagree with John Zmierak on at least two things.
Okay.
Now, I love Zmierak.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that he's the Oracle of Delphi.
He isn't?
Like, he's not speaking, you know. I got to mention Zmierak. We got to talk about Gay Pride. But actually, I don't want to forget either to mention Hillsdale. Some people know Hillsdale is a sponsor of this show,
yes,
right? Okay,
that's
so
correct.
We have a special show website, metaxasforhillsdale.com. Now, if you go to metaxasforhillsdale.com, you will learn what I'm going to tell you right now. Number one, they do not accept U.S. tax dollars.
Yay.
You know what that means?
What?
It means they're free.
Yay.
Free.
Yay.
Free, I tell you. No, but it's kind of interesting because a lot of colleges accept United States tax dollars. And when you don't, number one, it's good for the taxpayer. Thank you, Hillsdale.
Thank you.
But number two, it means you're free to say what you want. And
that's
so they
right.
have an unapologetically pro – think of the irony here. They have an unapologetically pro-American viewpoint. Now, think of the irony that they don't take tax dollars so they can be pro-American. That tells you something about the deep state, as it's called, right, about how the government has taken a left turn and is still – in many ways messed up. But so they also publish – well, let me say this. They teach the Constitution. They teach everything that I've talked about with regard to my If You Can Keep It book, how we as a nation must understand how our country works, what American freedom is. Young people today mostly don't understand this. From my age down, we didn't get this in school. We kind of got this anti-American narrative kind of took a hold of the academy. And it's so – bad stuff has happened. Hillsdale is teaching their college students what America is, what the Constitution says. This is vital for every American. That's why I'm mentioning it now, metaxasforhillsdale.com. If you go there, by the way, you can see that Hillsdale is also offering a free course on the U.S. Constitution. And when I say course, I mean a Hillsdale college-level course with Hillsdale professors on the Constitution.
That's right.
Kind of a cool thing to do this summer.
Sure is.
Anybody out there, you want something to do that's awesome, go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. You can also get a free copy of Imprimis mailed to you every month. I get it. Millions of people get it.
I do,
anyway,
too.
Anyway, check it out. I want to mention that. I also want to mention Open Doors.
Yes.
We don't have the update because the people on the West Coast are evidently – they can't get, you know, the 3 hours, you know what I'm saying?
They're sleeping, I think.
So they're not sleeping now. But anyway,
no,
we still get an update. But I want to say that
they're working on it.
We are approaching $25,000. Our goal is $30,000 at a minimum. So we're cutting it real close, because this
is
like the last week we're doing this.
This is.
So if you haven't yet given, please.
Please.
How can we say please in the most degrading way?
Come on, man.
We could do that. We were not going to do that
no.
on this show because that's just gross. But the point is that if you haven't yet given, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. When you go to MetaxasTalk.com, there is so much stuff there. I mean, if you've got a computer or a smartphone and you don't go to MetaxasTalk.com, what are you, crazy? Go there. That was – Oh. You cry later. When we're begging, you want to cry.
Oh, when we're begging. Okay.
When you say, what are you,
I'll save my best
when you say, what are you
for...
crazy, you could do it. Oh. But anyway, I guess I want to encourage people to go to metaxastalk.com because there's always new stuff there. When you click on the banner for Open Doors, it takes you to a special portal, and it shows you what happens when you give. So when you give like $90 to $100, that gives
that's food for like three – a family.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. People can go there and you can see. But I guess I want to say that your money goes very far.
Oh, it really does.
So
in
you're
all
not
seriousness,
some,
yes.
Yeah, you're not giving you some bureaucracy.
No.
It's not like when you give to PBS and they give you like, you know, a tote bag or this or that or whatever. Now, on the other hand, you can have your cake and eat it too, because if you give to Open Doors, we, which is to say Albin and I and the Eric Metaxas Show, will mail you free stuff.
Right.
But that doesn't come out of Open Doors.
No.
It comes from us.
Right. And it's not all listed there. They only gave us a chance to list a few things. But we've got T-shirts, hats, et cetera. Just give and we will send.
And by the way, this is perhaps the most exciting part of all. While you're doing God's work and while you're helping, maybe some people tuning in don't even know what Open Doors is. Open Doors is around the world helping persecuted Christians. Now, I think you probably have heard that around this world, people suffer horribly for their faith. And you say, well, what can I do about it? This is exactly what you can do about it. And so we really do hope that you will do something about it. A lot of you, by the way, have given, and we want to say from the bottom of our heart, thank you and God bless you. This is truly God's work. I think that, you know, because I've spent time with Open Doors, because we spent time with the head of Open Doors, David Curry, you know, you get to know that these people aren't only doing God's work, but they're doing it in a great way. They're very, very, you know, hands-on. They don't have a big bureaucracy. So when you give to them, you can feel good about it, which is precisely why we partner with them, because, you know, you want to do good, but sometimes you do good and half the money goes to some bureaucracy. So I do want to say that Open Doors is doing amazing stuff. And when you give, you're helping people, particularly now in Africa, who are really suffering horrors. Apart from Open Doors, there's nobody to reach these people in many cases. I shouldn't say in all cases, but in many cases, Open Doors is the only people or the only organization that are able to reach these people that are really suffering. And so you can read more about it at metaxastalk.com and click on the banner. You can research Open Doors yourself and look into it, or you can listen to the program we aired last Wednesday. It's an hour of me talking about this with David Curry, the head of it. But we want to encourage you. I also want to say anybody who gives $1,000, that entitles you to come into the studio and to bug us.
Yes.
To bug us. You could eat food in front of us.
We have a sharp stick in the corner, and you can poke us while we're trying to talk.
If you poke us, we're just going to say, hey, we told you could do that, so please stop it, but we can't force you to stop.
We can't. No, but if you stop, we'll give you a hat.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And you, we can bribe you. But you can come into the studio, and if you have a big family and everybody like wants to give $25, and so that means literally 40 people come in, we can't stop you. $1,000 is $1,000.
Sure is.
So you can come into the studio, hang out with us, and we would love to see you. We love seeing people who listen to the show, and it just means so much to me. So if anybody out there wants to give a huge gift, like $10,000, that entitles you to an evening together. You can come into the studio. We can have dinner together, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I didn't talk about – our next guest is going to talk about gay conversion therapy. I want to talk about yesterday. I shouldn't get into this too much, but the Gay Pride March was in New York. And Suzanne and I had to kind of like walk through part of it. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing. Maybe I'll talk about this with Nancy Piercy. But, you know, you see normal people walking down the street, and then you see – absolute debauchery. I mean, men wearing golden roller skates and a thong and fairies' wings and makeup. And you see a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, is this really the foot forward that the gay community wants to put? I mean, like, I think of friends of mine who were gay. I disagree with them maybe on their lifestyle, but I love them and respect them.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see this kind of stuff at the Gay March, I think this is pathetic. Like, you're advocates for what? Childish behavior? Like, you don't look like men. You look like silly boys. And I just thought, it's just so bizarre. Anyway, that's a huge issue. I'm actually not going to get into that. I didn't get time either to talk about how I disagree with John Zmirak. In another show, I'm going to talk about how I disagree with Zmirak on the swimsuit pageant.
That's
He took a strong stand against that, and some of our listeners, and I disagree with you, Zmirak. So when you come on the show, we're going to go at it. Exactly. Okay, we're going to be right back with the great Nancy Piercy. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul Mampilli, and I have a confession to make. After spending 2 decades on Wall Street making millionaires millions, winning awards as the who's who of investment advisors, and raking in gain after gain, I'm turning the tables to help Main Street Americans make even bigger profits. I'm talking about you. Yes, you. It starts with a new video I just put on my website, www.cpaulsvideo.com. In this video, I reveal a little-known industry that my research shows could surge 8,000% market growth and the one stock you should invest in to rake in the profits. Folks who have followed my recommendations in the past are making a lot of money. Pete from Maryland says he's up well over $100,000. Mark from Colorado has made $191,000. And John from New York has pocketed over $1.5 million. Now it's your turn. To get all the details, go to watchpaulsvideo.com. Don't wait. Go to www.watchpaulsvideo.com while there is still time. Again, that's www.watchpaulsvideo.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Become politically involved with Patriot Mobile, the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values while supporting conservative organizations and providing reliable nationwide coverage on unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month. For only $6 while supplies last, you can save and get the iPhone 6S or a brand new Samsung J7. Make the switch at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit PatriotMobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I am talking to Nancy Piercy. You may know her other books. Her brand new book is called Love Thy Body. It is it purports to answer hard questions about life and sexuality. I can't think of anything more important to our culture. Nancy, again, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I have to say that in some ways we're living in an exciting time because we're seeing the fruit, mostly very, very bad fruit, of the sexual revolution. 30 years ago, there was very little fruit. People could postulate and speculate. But today we're living with the reality, you know, the Me Too movement, the way men comport themselves, given this new view of the body, which you and I believe is a false view. There's so many things, divorce, you know, STDs, wherever you look, there's more and more evidence that looking at the body the way we have since the sexual revolution, it simply doesn't work. That you may want to define your, you know, to quote Camille Paglia, I mean, in a sense, she means to define nature, but you find that defying nature isn't so easy.
Yeah, that's right. I had an article in Fox News about a week ago. It's about a new book showing that Silicon Valley also has a problem with sexual exploitation just as much as Hollywood or the media. And the book reveals that the movers and shakers of the tech world, the entrepreneurs, the investors, the founders of companies, are hosting drug-fueled sex parties. And you say, well, of course, they're all products of the hookup culture that has started all the way back in high school and university. And in Love Thy Body, I quote a researcher named Donna Freitas, and she interviewed hundreds of college students, and she found that privately they will admit that they find their meaningless sexual encounters very disappointing, that they feel hurt and lonely. They wish they knew how to create a genuine relationship in which they are known and loved as whole persons. So we tend to think that that kind of sexual libertarianism, sexual hedonism, puts too much importance on the body, but it actually puts too little importance on the body, because the hookup culture rests on a materialist view of the human being as a physical organism driven by sheer physical drive,
right,
with no higher purpose, like you said, no transcendence. And so no wonder it's leaving a trail of wounded people. They're trying to live out a worldview that does not fit who they really are.
Well, and you know, it brings up the question, if I am just material, if I have no transcendent value, if I'm not a walking poem, a beautiful thing invented by God, then you have to say, well, then why shouldn't I be able to use another person for my pleasure? Why shouldn't I use my own body for my pleasure? Why shouldn't I? And that's a logical question. And yet, somehow, more and more, we're hearing from women that this is not satisfying them. Something inside them says, this is unsatisfying, this hurts me, you know, and I think we have to take those voices seriously. But the culture does not put that narrative out there, or it gets very uncomfortable with putting that narrative out there, because I think when you look at these things, it leads back to what you say in your book, Love Thy Body, that we are not just material things, that there has to be something else. The evidence more and more and more points in that direction. And as usual, the evidence is pointing in the direction of the biblical view of the human being.
Right. And I think what helps, one of the more helpful themes in Love Thy Body is to see that this is the same theme through all of these ethical, moral issues. In other words, let's go to something like abortion. We don't usually think of abortion as being connected necessarily to, say, homosexuality or transgenderism. But it also implies a low view of the body. Because what's the argument for abortion? Well, if you listen especially to the professional bioethicists, the argument today is not whether the fetus is human or not. They acknowledge that the fetus is human. It's biologically human, but what they will say is it's not a person.
Right.
But as long as it's biologically human, it can be killed for any reason or no reason. It can be used for research, tinkered with genetically, harvested for organs, and then disposed of with the other medical waste. So what's the implication? The implication as just being biologically human no longer guarantees human rights, even the most fundamental right not to be killed. That's a drastic devaluation of what it means to be human. Well, and so, again, it's the underlying idea is our biological identity as human gives us no rights, no dignity, no value, no significance. It's the secular ethic across the board is a devaluation of the body. And that's why Christians need to come with, you know, the contrary message is, no, we value the body love thy body. We value it. We give it high dignity.
Well, yeah, that's something that I repeat over and over on various programs and in various venues, because I think so many people have this false idea that the biblical view of the body is the Gnostic view, this duality between spirit and body. And of course, that is not correct. It's easy to get there if you're not paying attention. But really, the Bible values the body. Jesus eats after the resurrection. He has a real body. He never becomes a ghost. We don't become ghosts. Many people still, even many Christians, have this idea that to be disembodied, to transcend this world, means not to have a body. Whereas the Bible says, no, 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 no. God wants to redeem your body. You're created in his image. It's really, it's good news for those of us who have bodies, and most of us do.
Yeah, I like that. It's good news for bodies. That was one of my my sample titles at one point. Good news for bodies.
Really?
Yeah. But you're right. I like the fact that you mentioned Gnosticism, because the Christian Church has faced this before historically. When the Christian Church started out, the early Church, it was surrounded by philosophies that denigrated the body and the material world. Philosophies like Gnosticism and Platonism that viewed the material world as just a place of death, decay, and destruction. In fact, in Gnosticism, the world was created by a lower-level deity. Gnosticism taught that there were several levels of deities, and it was the lowest-level deity, in fact, an evil deity, who created the material world, because, after all, no self-respecting God would get his hands dirty mucking about with matter. So in this context, historically, Christianity was revolutionary. It taught that, no, it was the highest God, the supreme deity, who created the material world, and he pronounced it very good. And then an even greater scandal was the incarnation, that God himself entered the material world and took on a human body.
Yeah, that's the scandal. That's the scandal that many people of various religious persuasions can't get past. The idea that a holy God, this God who created the universe, who's transcendent, would filthy himself by becoming a dirty human being. It's just so unthinkable. And yet that is the very heart of the Christian faith.
Right. And it is also the ultimate affirmation of the dignity of the body.
Right.
And finally, as you said a moment ago, at the end of time, God is not going to scrap the material world as if he made a mistake the first time. He's going to renew it and restore it and create a new heaven and a new earth. So the Apostles' Creed affirms the resurrection of the body. This is an astonishingly high view of the physical world. There is nothing else like it in any other philosophy or religion. And that's why my book, Love Thy Body, gives us the tools to go beyond a negative message. It's wrong, it's sinful, even though that's true. But the goal is to start deploying positive arguments to show that a biblical ethic is actually more appealing, more attractive, more loving, more humane than the secular ethic.
And I think people are beginning to be ready to hear that. I really think that the brokenness, as I was saying earlier, the brokenness of the revolution is becoming more, of the sexual revolution is becoming more and more obvious. Everywhere you look, there is pain, there's abuse. And, you know, if we are just a bunch of cells, if we have no transcendent meaning, if we arrived here by random mutation, why would all of these young women who were abused by this gymnastics doctor, why would they care? Why would it affect them so deeply? Why would they say, you know, I can't get this out of my mind? If we're nothing but bodies, that if we don't have any transcendent nature, you would say, well, it's a big deal. It's no big deal. Get over it. But we don't say that because we still recognize in our culture there has to be something more. We haven't worked out the details, but everywhere you look, you see evidence of this biblical view, which you write about in your new book, Love Thy Body. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to Nancy Piercy about what is undoubtedly one of the most important subjects of our time. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to a dear old friend, Nancy Piercy, who has written yet another important book. This one is called Love Thy Body. Nancy, I want to get back to what we were saying again about Camille Paglia. There are very few people who work things out logically. And I think that it's important that, that people on both sides do that. But I think that the reason we've gotten into such a mess with our view of the body and sexuality is because people pretend they can have it both ways. They pretend that they sort of give lip service to the idea of nature's wonderful and Mother Nature's wonderful and the universe is our guide and all this kind of pantheistic, confusing stuff. And yet they live in a way that is defying nature. Camille Paglia says that, look, if it's true that we got here through random mutations, then there's no loving God that designed us male and female. So why should I take it seriously? Why can't I have another woman as my sexual object just because I'm a woman? Why should nature dictate to me who is nature? What is nature? Nature is a blind force that doesn't care about me. All of that in its way is true enough.
Yes. If you are following Camille Paglia, by the way, she has now evolved. She's no longer calling herself lesbian. She's now calling herself transgender. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah. She's always got to be on the cutting edge, right? But it's easier. It's even easier to detect the denigration of nature in transgenderism, because the transgender narrative disassociates your gender from your biological sex. It insists that the authentic self is strictly a matter of inner feelings. And so kids down to kindergarten today are being taught that their bodies are irrelevant to their identity.
Right.
Their body is insignificant. The body does not matter. All that matters is your inner feelings or sense of self. So, in other words, if you sense some kind of disjunction between your mind and body, the mind wins. To which we should say, but why?
Right.
Why accept such a demeaning view of the body? It is radically dehumanizing.
Well, we have to be clear that, you know, people who are doing this, who are in effect making war on nature as they would see it, I think really, because we know that the God who created nature is not deniable, they're making war on God. They're making war on reality, just as, you know, Picasso and some of the early modernists were really making war on reality in an aesthetic way. These people are making war on the reality and the natural world, you know, in a more profound way, I think, because they really feel unconstrained. They say this idea that God created me this way or that there's some meaning, I don't know where you get it from. You and I know where we get it from, and a lot of my listeners know where we get it from. But you can still see how they think that, look, this idea that I have to follow the constraints of nature, why should I? And again, I just want to say that it's important for us to see that side of things, that they just think that we really have no meaning. And it's a challenge to all of us who say, wait a minute, I believe we have meaning. I believe even if you're not a Christian, you just believe that the love you have for your kids or for your spouse, or, that there's something more than merely chemicals. There's something more. Anybody who believes there's something more is obliged then to say, okay, what do you mean by that? You know, and I know what we mean by that. But I think a lot of people are kind of, the reason they're confused is because they themselves don't know.
Right. And we need to push people back to the premises that they're starting with. They're starting premises, which is what you're saying. At the root of all moral issues is the question, what kind of cosmos do we live in? Are we products of blind material forces, or does the natural world reflect some kind of purpose? And behind it, a person who loves us and has a purpose for our lives. And I do hope that people who read Love Thy Body will be struck by that contrast, and that they'll say, I'm really tired of meaningless sex that treats the human body as just another piece of matter. There's an interview in Rolling Stone magazine where a young man told Rolling Stone, sex is just one piece of body touching another piece of body. It is existentially meaningless. And so under all the hype about liberation and, you know, being able to have fun with your bodies and sex being purely recreational, underneath all that hype is really a fundamental despair. It's a despair that sex actually means anything, that it is insignificant in the literal sense of signifying nothing.
Right.
And so it is deeply dehumanizing, and it's no wonder that people keep grabbing at more sexual experiences and more extreme sexual experiences because they're finding less and less genuine fulfillment. And as you said, no wonder people with power feel entitled to use other people for their own gratification.
Yeah, it only follows logically if that's your view. But I think more and more people are becoming dissatisfied with that view. I think that women are finally realizing that they really got the short end of the stick here, and nobody is speaking up for them. They're supposed to shut up and redefine themselves according to these ideas. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Nancy Piercy. The new book, Love Thy Body. It's good news. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because
yes.
I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains, and you don't want to first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, that's just life. I've got to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can. OK, Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. You can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous, but it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less less than 3 weeks when you take, I would take two or three packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical, but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com. Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Nancy Piercy. She is a professor of apologetics and a scholar in residence at Houston Baptist University. She's also a fellow at the Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. She's authored many important books, the latest of which I'm holding in my hand, Love Thy Body. Nancy, let me just say, which I haven't said, congratulations on this book. This is so important, and I just feel that it's interesting to me that women, I mentioned Mary Eberstadt, and I mentioned Gabrielle Kubi, and a number of others, are leading the way in talking about this. In funny ways, this is a women's issue in the sense that women have been sold a bill of goods about this sexual freedom and the women's march. It's all about reproductive rights and sexual freedom. And The irony, of course, is that women have paid the greatest price. They've been lied to. They've been told, you must feel this way. By the way, if you had an abortion, it's a great thing. It doesn't matter that it ripped your heart out and you're miserable. You're wrong. You should celebrate it. We're being told many, many, many things. And I think many women are quietly turning this corner and seeing that something is wrong with the picture that we have been told is true. And that, to me, is at the heart of the message in your book, Love Thy Body.
Yeah, I have a lot of quotes, especially from students who are disappointed with a hookup culture in my book, Love Thy Body. I have a lot of students saying things like, one student said, the hookups are very scripted. You have to turn off everything except your body. You have to become emotionally invulnerable. The idea that somehow you can relate strictly on the level of your physical body. Another student said, sex really should stem from emotional intimacy, but it's really the opposite direction for us now. Or another student said, it's body first, personality second. And what's interesting, though, is I made a point of looking up some interviews with men as well. And, you know, they're supposed to be happy with the hookup culture. They are not. If you catch them, this was Vanity Fair magazine, of all places, interviewed several young men. And they said they're not happy either. One of them lamented that romance is completely dead now that we have things like Tinder and people are dating apps like Tinder. And one of them said, it's just too easy. It's just too easy. You know, we can now hook up with somebody and never get to know them as a person. And young men are really not happy with it either. And the irony is, you mentioned abortion. An abortion culture, by definition, is an anti-woman culture because it does not treat women's biological ability to bear children as a wondrous capacity to be protected and to be cherished. It treats women's capacity to bear children as a liability, a disadvantage, a disability to be suppressed with toxic chemicals and deadly devices. And I have to tell you, Eric, you know, I spent several years as an agnostic before becoming a Christian in college. And even as a non-Christian, I could sense that this was demeaning to women. I even joined a group called Pro-Life Feminism. Have you heard of Pro-Life Feminism?
I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, I was a member back then because I felt like, you know, I identified with the feminist movement, but I could not accept abortion even as a non-Christian because I thought this is just too demeaning to women, and it violates nature. You know, we were talking about how all of these issues come back to your view of nature. And you're violating a healthy, natural process in women's reproductive process with something like abortion. And that is a way of disrespecting women. It's not a way of liberating women. It's a matter of disrespecting them. And I think you're absolutely right. Women are starting to sense that, which is one reason why millennials today are more pro-life than their parents. Millennials are the most pro-life generation today. More pro-life than even, you know, their parents. And surprisingly, most people don't know these statistics yet, but they are actually the most pro-life generation
well,
today.
Well, I think that the boomer generation to which both of us belong was brainwashed. In other words, that there are people out there who feel that they must have this view of things. They bought it a long time ago. They've lived with it. They've suppressed anything that would speak against it in themselves. They just say, no, 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 I have to believe this. It's vital. It's vital. It's vital that I believe this. But younger people don't have that. They can actually look at things and, you know, young people can realize that if they're born after 1973, they dodged a bullet just by getting here, that their parents legally could have killed them. It's insane. And I think that, again, they may not talk about it, but they know what's going on. They may have brothers and sisters that were murdered in the womb. It's an extraordinary thing. You know, when you think that we never had to think about that, that we didn't grow up in a world where that was real. And then suddenly these kids are growing up in this world, and then they see pictures of their brothers and sisters in utero on the refrigerator. There's a sonogram thing. And they, you can't fool them into thinking that it's just a bunch of cells or that it doesn't mean anything. So we're living in a new time, which is, I was saying earlier, it's exciting that I think people are beginning to see that something's wrong with the story that they've been sold. And I think people are open, especially women are open to these new, very old ideas.
Yes, and I think people are starting to recognize also the that what's really happening is they're losing pre-political rights and expanding the power of the state. So in abortion, for example, in the past, the law recognized the right to life as a pre-political right that you have just because you're a member of the human race.
Right.
The law did not create it. The law merely recognized it. But the only way the state could legalize abortion was to deny the relevance of biology and declare that some humans are not persons.
Right.
So the state claimed the authority to decide arbitrarily which humans qualify for the right to personhood, the right not to be killed. Or take marriage. In the past, the
actually,
state...
Nancy, forgive me for interrupting you. I hear the music. Whenever I hear Henry Mancini in the background, I know we're going to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Nancy Piercy. The new book is Love Thy Body. Grab a copy. We'll be right back for final segment with Nancy Piercy.
Bob Jones University is committed to providing an outstanding, regionally accredited Christian liberal arts education, purposely designed to inspire a lifelong pursuit of learning, loving, and leading. Our highly credentialed faculty are committed to inspiring students both in and out of the classroom. That's why Bob Jones University pre-med graduates are accepted to med school within 1 year of graduation at double the national average. Visit bju.edu or call 800-252-6363 to find out more. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hey, it's Michael Medved here again for Relief Factor, and recently I read someplace that pain is either the number one or the number two reason people go to the doctor. I guess back pain is the top of that list, but neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain are also close behind. And that's the kind of pain that Relief Factor was created to address, even general muscle aches and pains. That's why I suggest you order the 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com for only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call toll-free 800-500-8384.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Rosaria Butterfield, whom we've had on this program a number of times, has written about this book, Love Thy Body. She says, Nancy Piercy models on every page how to understand secular worldviews in order to engage them effectively in post-Christian America. Love Thy Body is a must-read book. High praise, Nancy Piercy, coming from Rosaria Butterfield, whom I'm sure we both admire. But this kind of... these kinds of encomia, there are so many, I can't really read them all, but you must be very happy with the reception this book is getting.
I am, and what's been surprising to me, though, I have to tell you, is this. Many of the people who have gotten back to me or who are writing Amazon reviews, customer reviews, are saying, I picked up this book to learn a few handy arguments on these issues. But what I found out, it was transforming me. What I discovered, it was transformative for my own worldview, and that's because so many Christians are still trapped in the sacred-secular split. And they are when they read Love Thy Body, they discover that they themselves had a less-than-biblical view of the body, the material world, that they did not value it as highly as the Bible does. So this was one of the most surprising responses on the part of many people when they read Love Thy Body, is they say it was transforming my own worldview.
Well, this gets back to, you know, how you and I met at Breakpoint because it's about Christian worldview. In other words, you can say I'm a Christian and you can have a personal relationship with Jesus, but your worldview, the way you see the whole world, needs to be transformed and to get in line with the biblical view, which is to say God's view. And so many of us who have faith don't work it out in every part of our lives, and especially when you're dealing with all of the propaganda in our culture about what sex is, what human beings are, what love is, it's very hard to maintain a biblical worldview. And so another reason I hope that people will read the book, not just, as you say, to argue against their neighbors with whom they disagree on certain things, but to have their own worldview transformed and in line really with what we call reality.
Yeah, and let me get back to what we started to talk about before the break. We started talking about some of the political implications because they're much more profound than most Christians realize and most people realize. We talked about abortion being a pre-political right and no longer. Or let's talk about marriage. In the past, the state recognized marriage as a pre-political right. It was based on the fact that humans are a sexually reproducing species. So the law doesn't create marriage, it only recognizes
Correct.
It. But the only way the law can treat same-sex couples the same as opposite-sex couples is to deny the relevance of biology and declare marriage to be just an emotional commitment. That's what the Supreme Court did in Obergefell when it legalized same-sex marriage. The trouble is that there are endless varieties of emotional commitments, so the state has now claimed the authority to decide arbitrarily which ones qualify as
right.
marriage.
Well, that's the point. Once you take this out of, you know, the world of transcendent truth, suddenly it's a bunch of people having to decide these things. That's what the government is now doing. Nancy, we're out of time. I'm shocked. This is the problem when we're talking about interesting things. We'd love to have you back ASAP to continue this conversation, and we'll talk about that. But as for now, thank you so much for this wonderful hour.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Folks, the book is Love Thy Body. Grab a copy by Nancy Piercy. It is just wonderful. Thanks for listening.